I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact. And redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Should we use cash or credit? Sturgis Credit Repair is a 5-star rated online credit repair company. We help people just like you build or rebuild their credit scores. If you have no credit history, we offer products to help you build credit history so that you never have to depend on anyone co-signing for you. If you have bad credit, enroll into our service today and allow us to work on the negative items affecting your credit scores. We take no money up front, so start our service today for free. You'll get updated through your online account as well as receiving updates through your email. For those who are trying to buy a home, we're partnering with multiple real estate agents and loan officers who are ready to assist you with your goals. If you are a real estate agent, loan officer, or anyone dependent on customers with good credit, create a free partner account with us today. You can manually send or receive clients through your online account as well as track their progress before they go to someone else. Visit our website to learn more about our services.
So in this episode, we're going to talk about buying things with cash or credit. There's actually a pretty big debate out there. There's a lot of helpful information and good points with buying things with cash and credit. So there's a lot of arguments, a lot of debates. I guess it really comes down to the scenario. So we're going to go through different situations. We're going to talk about the pros with buying things with cash and also the pros with buying things with your credit. So let's get into it. So for the first situation, let's talk about daily spending. This is anything from buying gas for your vehicle, buying food, snacks, clothing, whatever you may want to buy every day. So let's talk about daily spending with cash. Direct payment, meaning once you swipe your debit card or once you pay with dollar bills, that's it. You don't have to worry about swiping a credit card. You don't have to worry about when the credit card is due, when you have to pay it off, etc. So direct payment is just quick. It's over. Easy to track. That goes back to direct payment. So easy to track. If I have $5 and something costs $3, I automatically know I only have $2 left. So it's easy to track my daily transactions with paying with cash. Number three, zero debt risk. So a lot of people have bad habits of remembering when their credit card bill is due or any bill is due in general. A lot of people don't like to remember that they have to pay a bill at the end of the month. So with zero debt risk, you're putting yourself in a situation where you're not going to get in debt from borrowing money. So let's talk about buying things on a daily basis with your credit. Cashback rewards. This is something that I personally use every single day. So I swipe my credit card for everything that I use every day. Gas, food, clothing, business expenses. My debit card or dollar bills make no money when I use it. So it makes no sense for me not to take advantage of the bank's free money. I pay all of my credit cards off in full every month, so I'm not paying interest. The bank isn't making money off of me, therefore they're paying me to borrow their money, and I pay it off in full every single month. I'm in zero debt because I pay my bills on time and I pay them off in full. So let's talk about number two. With credit, it builds your credit score. So of course, if someone's buying everything with cash, and let's say they're a multi-millionaire or multi-billionaire, then of course a credit score is pretty pointless to them. They don't have to borrow money, but your smart person will always borrow money to make money. We'll talk about that later in this episode here. Daily spending with credit, you're also protecting your own money. So if I go out of state somewhere and I swipe my credit card, well, if my credit card gets hacked or if I lose my credit card, that's not my personal money. That's the bank's money. The bank can always figure out a way to get their money back. If that was dollar bills in my wallet that I lost, well, I lost those dollar bills. And kind of the same thing with my debit card. If I swipe my debit card somewhere and for some weird reason the debit card got hacked, well, I'm gonna have a lot of trouble trying to get my money back in that debit card versus a credit card. So every time I take vacations, I definitely use my credit card and not my debit card when I'm booking hotels, booking flight tickets and things like that. So let's go to the next slide here. Buying vehicles. So this is one of the most aggressive topics. There are a ton of helpful information with both buying vehicles with cash and credit. So one of the important things with buying a vehicle cash is you're in zero debt. I 100% agree with that. If I had the choice to finance or pay cash for a vehicle, when it comes to something that loses value the second you drop off the lot, I'm probably automatically paying cash for that. So yeah, that's a very good point with buying a vehicle. Secondly, monthly financial freedom. There's no car note. Therefore, I don't have to worry about an additional bill every month. So people who buy vehicles cash have more monthly freedom than someone who have a car payment, depending on that person's financial situation, of course. Ownership, which is the very most important thing. It is a great feeling to have that title in hand, knowing you're the owner of that vehicle and you own it. You don't have to pay a bank back. The bank doesn't own it. You can't miss a payment and the bank come repo it in front of your driveway or at your job and all of your coworkers see it. It's super embarrassing. So that's the most important thing with buying a vehicle cash is ownership. The next thing is no restrictions. So a lot of times when you finance a vehicle and a lot of times people go to Uber with their vehicle or do waiter with their vehicles, financial institutions are highly against that and putting mileage and wear and tear on your vehicles. If they find out that you're using your financed vehicle for Ubering, they can come and take it from you. Secondly, with no restrictions, when you're going to purchase a vehicle, a bank can't tell you that they're not going to approve you for the vehicle. So a lot of times people make good money, but they may not have the best credit scores. Well, if you go to apply for that vehicle, the bank isn't going to approve you for that vehicle. So when you go to buy cash, you decide if you want the vehicle or not. Now, buying a vehicle with your credit, again, it builds your credit score. Of course, that's not important for someone who's rich and have all the money in the world to pay for everything cash. This is just for your average person. Building credit, that's a good thing with buying things with your credit. Keep money in your bank. That's the second topic here. In my opinion, that is a good idea if you have the cash to buy a vehicle outright. However, you want to keep your money in your bank account, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I do it myself for different situations. We're going to get to that in a second. But it is very important to keep your money in the bank, especially again, like I said, I agree with paying for something cash if it loses value the second you drive off the lot. Some people may feel a different way about that with credit. Some people would use the bank's money to pay for something that's going to lose value the second you leave off the lot. Some people may not agree with buying vehicles cash at all, and they just lease every 2 or 3 years. That's highly recommended for someone that wants to get a new vehicle every 2 or 3 years. You're not spending all of your bank account money on something that loses value, and then you have to go buy a vehicle cash again in 2 years because you want a new vehicle every, you know, few years or so. So keeping money, your own money in your bank is a great point that I see people argue with. With credit, you can invest your money. So when you buy a vehicle cash, your money is gone. When you invest your money, you can buy things that make more money to where you can pay off that vehicle quicker versus if you use your cash and now you have no money left over in the bank. With credit, you can also get a newer or more reliable vehicle. So 9 times out of 10, when you hear someone say they buy all of their vehicles cash, 90% of the average person, you know, these are $5,000, $10,000 vehicles that may break down in 2 or 3 years. So when you use your credit, you can usually get a more reliable vehicle, which may save you money on repairs in the future by getting a vehicle with a warranty or getting a vehicle that lasts longer than a cash vehicle that may only drive 1,000 miles down the road before it starts leaking oil. So that's a good point there. So if we go to the next topic, home buying, would you buy a home cash or with credit? Now, this topic here is usually for people who have both options. You know, these people are debating on if they should buy cash or use their credit. 9 times out of 10, these people are already in a good position where, you know, they're not using their credit for a credit score, or they're not using their credit to build credit. They're using credit for investment purposes. So let's talk about home buying with cash. So if you buy a home with cash, again, just like a vehicle, you own that home. Also with cash, you have more monthly income. You don't have to worry about a $1,000 mortgage or a $2,000 mortgage. That's income taken out of your monthly income. Also with buying a home cash, cheaper cost without interest. You know, whenever you finance a home, a 30-year mortgage or 15-year mortgage, whatever the case may be, you're paying double for that home. So a home that will cost $150,000, you finance that. By the time you're done, you're probably paying $280,000 to $300,000 for that $150,000 home. Also, cash, no restrictions, just like a vehicle. Bank can't tell you how much you're approved for. You automatically know what's your budget, how much you can afford, because you have that money saved up in your bank account, and that's your budget that you want to purchase a home for. So let's move over to the credit side of buying a home. It builds credit. Again, if you're in this debate, if you should buy a home cash or with your credit, then of course credit scores wouldn't matter to you. This is just for the average person. It builds your credit. You can invest your money into something else. So if I had $150,000 or $200,000 to buy a small home, I have to make a decision if I want to take $150,000 out of my bank account and not have a $800 mortgage, or if I want to use that $150,000 and invest them to a business or invest them to some type of investment property where I can make the money back to pay off the home way before it's time for me to pay it off. So that's a good point there. You also keep your own money in your bank. So if I was old and retired and all I had was $300,000 in my bank account to last me the next, you know, decade or so of living, then I want to keep that money in my bank and just, you know, live off of that and just pay a mortgage, you know, $800, $1,000, $1,200, whatever the case may be, and, you know, live life that way. Also with credit, this can be a good opportunity for you to rent your home once you save money to buy a second home. So if I found a home for $200,000 and I use my credit to buy that home and I put 5% down, whatever the requirement is for buying a home, depending on your situation. Well, if I rented that home out, that person that's renting that home from me is going to be paying double of what the monthly mortgage is. So that way I'm paying off the home much quicker than the 15 or 30 year loan, and I'm making profit each month that they're paying my mortgage for me for free. So you kind of use less money into a investment doing it that way by using your credit, because you're putting a minimal amount down, someone else is paying the mortgage for free, and then you're making free profit every single month. So that's all with home buying. So the very next thing, and this is probably the last topic here, when it comes to investing, should you use cash or credit? Again, just like every topic that we talked about earlier in this episode here, buying things cash with investing, it's an easy way out. So you're not stuck into a monthly loan payment, or if you did some type of business advance, you're not stuck with paying that money back. Once you use that initial cash that you invested into this investment, that's it. If it fails, it fails. If it succeeds, then of course that's all profit to you. No blind debt. So if I had $100,000, you know, I spent that all in full. There's no blind debt, meaning I'm not paying interest on this $100,000 in case this idea doesn't work out. This $100,000 that I spent is over, it's gone. I don't have to worry about it. It's done. The business failed, and it fails. If it, you know, grows, then of course that's all profit to me. Less stress, that goes right back to blind debt. There's less stress if this business is going to work out, because 9 times out of 10, if I have all this money to invest cash into an investment, then of course I'm not stressing over a monthly payment. I'm not stressing that I'm paying interest on something that's not going to work out. I'm not going to go broke from this idea here. And of course, ownership. I own this investment. There's nobody else that I have to pay with this investment. Getting an investment with credit. Use other people's money for your investments. I highly recommend that. I fully live with that. Less money needed. Just like rental properties. You put the minimum amount down. Someone else moves in. They rent from you. They pay your mortgage plus profit on top of that monthly mortgage. So that's free money to you. Use your money elsewhere. So you can use your money somewhere else. You know, you don't have to purchase this big investment with all of your money. You can use it for something else that you're trying to invest in, a second business that you're trying to start. So you don't have to use all of your money for this one investment. So credit, using your credit can definitely come in handy with investments with that. Keep your money protected. Again, some people feel better if they fully own this investment. A lot of people feel better that they protect their money on something that they're not sure that's going to work. So if I wanted to start a business, I'm probably going to use my credit versus using my personal money that's saved up in my bank account, just because I'm not sure if this is going to work or not. So I am going to finance this, make sure it worked first before I invest more money into it. The next thing is make money off borrowing it. I highly agree with that. There is a bunch of mixed opinions on that. That goes back to using someone else's money. But most importantly, this is all how I started my credit repair business. So I used a credit card, a high limit credit card, to start majority of the expenses needed to start my credit repair business. So I had an intro bonus on a credit card. So I literally spent the required amount within the first 3 months on top of getting 3% back on all of these transactions. So I made money from borrowing the bank's money. Luckily, it was a really big investment, and I was able to pay that amount that I borrowed back. So another thing is that credit card had 0% interest for 18 months. So I paid no interest, started the business, got paid a intro bonus and cash back all within that first year, and paid it back. So there was no interest, no debt, didn't exist. And I started a very highly successful credit repair business just from making money off borrowing it from the credit card company or the bank. So that is all with cash versus credit. I hope this makes sense to you. I hope if you ever come into this discussion with someone that you know, you can kind of share viewpoints from, you know, everyone's side. There are good points from using credit and also good points from using cash as well. So definitely make the right decision out there. There's no wrong answer with any of these topics. They all have good points. And that is all.
If this video helped you, be sure to like it, comment, share it, and subscribe to this channel for more helpful videos like this one. Thanks for watching.